Today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. We're holding Yud Beis Amud Beis, 6-7 lines from the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara is now quoting back from Rebbe Luzer that we had at the end of our Mishnah. You recall we had in our Mishnah yesterday a big machloik is between Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua, a person who was makdish his animals, and those animals were roi la mizbeach. What happens in such a case? Where Rebbe Lezer said, you go and sell the zechorim for those that need oilois, you sell them the kevois for those that need shlomim, and the money goes lebedek habayis. Because when you makdish, even when you makdish animals, which are roi la mizbeach, stam hegdish lebedek habayis. That was the halacha of Rebbe Lezer. Rabbi Yeshua said, no. Since these animals are roi la mizbeach, automatically we assume that the hegdish was la mizbeach, and therefore when you sell these animals, you take either the animals themselves can be brought for oilois if there's charim. In the case of the nekevos, you sell them and you use the money to go and buy oilois. That was Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. At the end of the Mishnah, however, we had Rabbi Luzer that was talking about a different case. Not in the case of a person who's makdish animals, but he's makdish yenois ushmanim the oifois. And our Gemara is going to focus on the oifois case. Person was makdish oifois, zogt Rabbi Lozar, yimachru letzorche oise hamin, go and sell those oifois to someone who needs oifois. Who needs oifois? Azav, azava, yeledes, those type of people need oifalach. V'yavi b'demei an oilois, and take the money now and use it to buy oilois. Oilois behema. In other words, you don't go and use those oifis themselves for karbonois, but you do take the funds, and the funds are used lekotche mizbeach to buy oilois for the mizbeach. Shar nechosim yiplu lebedek habayis. So this Rebbe Lazar is more or less in sync with Rebbe Yeshua and not with Rebbe Lezer. Because Rebbe Lezer always says that if you're makdish animals, it goes lebedek habayis. Rebbe Lozer is the one that said, if, for instance, your makdish nekevois, you sell them for shlomim, but the money goes afterwards to buy oilois. Similarly here too, Rebbe Lozer at the end of the Mishnah says, you sell the oifois to those people that need oifois, and now you take those funds and you use them to go and buy an oilas behemah.
He talking about the same thing. He said it lehegdish, he said it.
Everything's the same thing. He's makdish his nechosim.
Okay.
Here he's makdish behemis, he's makdish yenois shmanim and oifois. And the major focus is on the oifois.
But why can't he use the oifois for?
Oh, why can't you use the oifois themselves? Why do you have to why does Rebbe Luzer say that if he was makdish oifois, that you have to sell the oifois and use the money to go and buy oilas behema? Why don't you use those oifois themselves for oilas oif or efshe pachatas oif? But use them themselves. Why do you have to go and sell them and then use the money to go and buy
oilas?
Rebbe Avohu b'shem Reb Shimon Lakish Taimer Reb Loz. I'll tell you the time for Reb Luzer. The Tam was mafreit yet. Shteyn pusik davar laharim v'bunav, and the Gemara leaves out most of the pasuk. We are called b'nei Yisrael v'yamar talayin ish from beis Yisrael min agera agar b'Yisrael. Ashi yakriv karbonoi l'chol nidreim or l'chol nidvoisam. Ashi yakriv l'Hashem li'ayla. A person makes a neder or nidava stam makdish. It goes li'ayla. Therefore, zokimar hakol karev ayla. Everything goes for an oilah. So if you're makdish behemois stam, not if you're makdish a table, shar nechosim. If you're makdish behemois tamimois stam, it goes li oilah hakol karev oilah. Next pasuk continues on. Letzoinchem tamim zocha. V'shteitach, if you want to bring a karev oilah, it's got to be a tam, and it's got to be a zocha. If it's a balmum, or if it's an akevi, you can't bring for an oilah. So far, so good. The same thing should apply to oif. In other words, our case. If a person is makdish an oif, bring the oif for an oila. So Gemara Tamaloymer, right after that it says, Tamim Zachar, Babakar, Baksavim, Uvaizim. Babakar tells you, Bakavloy oifois. That answers your question. When a person is makdish oifois, even though they are roila mizbeach, nevertheless you don't bring themselves out the carbon, but you gotta go and sell them and take the funds and use it to go and buy an oilas behaima from a bakar from Kvasim, from Ksavim, or from Izim. Why can't you go and use the Oifas themselves? The Oifas themselves can also become just the Pusik. Babakar Valoi Oifas. So that addresses that question. Zayik. And now we also know why we have to be Mishan Hashem in our Mishnah and not leave it Reblezer, but leave it Rebbe Luzar, because according to Reblezer, the whole thing doesn't shtim. Because according to Reblezer, any time you makdish anything, even behemis, the money goes lebedek habayis. The fact that it says at the end of the Mishnah that if you sell oifais, the money gets used to go and buy kodesh mizbeach, to go and buy oilos of karbonos, is a chassimony holds like the Yeshia. It's a bizarre. Why does it say Rebbe Lezer? That's why we had that Titak Nechadet and said it's a mistake. We have to be good as Rebbe Luzar and not Rebbe Lezer. Very good. Anyway, continue on the Gemara. The Gemara asks now, L'chor Ashtar Kakashim. Based on what you've just told me now, that you can go and sell these oifos, the Gemara assumes, therefore, that these oifos don't themselves get a kedusha of kodshe haguf, kodshe mizbeach. They only get a kedusha's domim. Yes, the domim goes to mizbeach, avad, it doesn't go to bedek habayis. But it doesn't get niskar of itself, and therefore it only has a kedusha's domim. So, Frank Timor, I don't understand. Rabbi Yirmiyah v'Rabun Bar Chia havin yisibin v'amim. They were sitting together with the dochkeret. V'osam zegizok tamon om Rabbi Yochanan. Yesterday Rabbi Yochanan said, yesterday meaning higher up on the blot, a few lines earlier. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Tam v'the Rabbi Shimon shekein nekeve shebi oif k'sheira lovoi oilo. V'cho omar hochein. V'os made the tzifrein. Remember, we had yesterday a three-way machloket between Tanakama, Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. In the name of Reb Shimon, a person was mafresh nekeva li oilosai ula pischoi ula ashamai. You had a mensch oda atzedraita, oder an amu uret, that he was mafresh and he was makdish on a kaiva for an oila, for a pesach, or for an asham. Aha. What did Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon said that there's a difference between the oila and the Pesach and the Osham. As far as the oil is concerned, Oiset Mura. The God of the Pesach, the Osham, it's not Oiset Mura. And the Gemara asked yesterday, what's the Svara? Just like you cannot bring in a Keva for an oil, you can't bring it for a Pesach, you can't bring it for an Osham. So either across the board, there is no Kedusha Saguf, or across the board, there is Kedusha Saguf. What's the difference between one and the other? So said Rabbi Yochanan, I'll tell you, there's a big, big difference. Because by oil, it's Shayach to have an Akeva. Not by a Bahaima, but by an Oilus of. Because we know that the halach is Tamas Vazachres be Bahaima, be Tamas Vazachres be Oifois. So since there is a tzir, there is a case of an Akeva by an Oila, even though we're not talking about Oifus, we're talking about Bahaimas. Nevertheless, it's enough to go and say, Sadiodu Kedushis Haguf, and therefore it is Oise Tamura. That's what we had yesterday, Rabbi Yochanan explaining Reb Shimon. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is, we're not talking about oifis. We're talking about behemis. And the person was makdish a behema for an oila, and a keva for an oila. We say it gets kedusha seguf. You know why? Because it has its cousin, the oila sa'oif, and that oila sa'oif can zan in the keva. And since by the oila sa'oif can zan in the keva, so by oila behema can och zan apsashtikl in the keva, and therefore it has kedusha seguf to make. It's in the parish. It's a part of the family, and therefore it's oisit tamura.
Zika.
Exactly. So Frank Tachimoriets, if that's the case, is the Kolshkin in our case, where he's not being makdish on a keva, and we go and say, well, in a keva with the oila sa'oif. Here he's makdish an oif itself, mamish. He's mamish, makdish oifois. So I should certainly say that it should have a kedusha saguf, and it should be ra'oi to bring for an oila. In other words, madach in a case where in a keva where it has no shaykhis, a behem in a keva, no shaykhis. But because ef shebebebet an oif, that's enough to give it a kedusha saguf, zokter Rabbi Yochanan, and that's why it's oisit tamura. In our case, it should certainly get a kedusha saguf, because he's being makdish to oif themselves. And how do I see it doesn't get a kedusha saguf? Because we're going to see on the Omid Aleph in a short moment that an oif that has kedusha saguf, you cannot be poide. The din of pidyon only applies to behemois, and v'shteitzach only behemois that get a balmum. If you have an oif that you are makdish for an oila or for a chatas, you cannot be poided even if it becomes a balmum. But even if it becomes a mechusar eiver, you cannot be poided. How do I know? the taklus of the Kovin Eider brings for Toys Kahan.
What kind of kasha is this? He's bringing a pusik. Hazesh night. Don't ask no.
He's really asking one mandiyama the other mandiyama. How can you go and say a svara according to a bluzer when that is so far from the svara of Reb Shimon? The svara of Reb Shimon, we said, why is it oisa tamura? Because even being makdish and a keva is it not a behaim and a keva? It gets kedusha saguv because I could have been makdish and oila. And oil is oif. So here with mamish being makdish and oif, certainly I should say it gets kedusha saguf. If it gets kedusha saguf, how can I go and sell it? Either is halacha, you cannot go and sell an oif that has kedusha based on a Torah's kahanim, which we'll see in Mitchum in a moment. If you look quickly at if you look at Yud Gimel and Aleph, the second line from the top of the carbon or Ida, you see it says she'ein lo oif pidyon, you can't go and sell, you can't be poid an oif. Av shenavon by mum even the mechusa eva can isa b'Torah's kahanim is to do a drashik Torah's kahanim that there's only a din of pidyon by behaimis and not by. And here we see that you could even sell these oifas which have a kedush. The choyd has a kedush as a gov. How can you go and sell it? So Gimar Nachol. Tam and Amar Reb Yochanan before Reb Yochanan stamped Reb Shimon. She came to kevish of oif ksheira lovei oila, and therefore the behaima gets a kedush as a gov. The v'cha means like v'hacha. Amar hachein. We can say such a svara that you can go and sell these oifas. The oifas certainly have as a kolshken. Kal v'chaim has kedusha saguf. How can you go and sell it and then after that use the money to go and buy oilas behaima? So Amar b'yoisi ki amte ki hati Amar b'shmiel b'shem Rab Zeira. This Rebbe Luzer that we just had holds like Shmuel, Vosal Shmuel b'shem Reb Zeira, koshe einu yechoyl li karev. Anytime you have an oif or a behema that you cannot bring it itself, loy hi v'loy demeh, neither it nor its damim. In other words, if you sell it, you cannot bring it for a karban. Loy kedusha, it doesn't get a kedushas haguf, el hegdish damim, only a kedushas damim. And therefore, that's what Shmuel said as a generic, regular halacha. Says Yimor v'at amris yois. Now you can say that that's a good pshat in explaining Reb Luzer as well. How is it a good pshat to explain Reb Luzer? The hakrivoy ain't at yuchal. If you wanted to go and bring this oif itself for an oilis oif, you can't. Like we said, I lift oif. Let's go and be poided and sell it. Ain't at yuchal. It's impossible. She ain't lo oif pidyon. That's a general rule. And that's the carbon aida that says on top in Torah's kahanim that you cannot sell an oif that has kedushas haguf. How can you go and sell it? Shteita Chavruza says, sell it and use the money to go and buy oilois behaima. Lefumkein means lefichach. Tzorach meimat, tzorach loimam, mizman zogim. Like kachel kedushas damim. Hitaka doesn't get a kedushas aguf. So therefore the terence of the Gemara is, you asked Akasha, Reb Shimon, on Reb Luzar. Reb Shimon holds in the case of Makdish Nekeva, that it does get a kedushas haguf, even though you cannot bring that Nekeva for an oiler. It's impossible. But it gets a kedushas aguf, and that's why it's oiset tmura. Reb Luzer holds, however, when you makdish oifois, it doesn't get a kedusha zaguf, it only gets a kedusha as domim, and that's why you can sell it and take the money and use the money to go and buy an oilas behema. And that's the end of the shtickle. New shtickle. Chavrayi b'shem Reb Yoichanan. Rav Aivu Banagri Omar, Kumi Rebbe Ila b'shem Reb Yoichanan. Tama dehein Tanya. I'm going to go and tell you the tam for the Bryce that we had yesterday. Now, who is the Bryce that we had yesterday? Where is the Hein Tanya? If you look at the third line of the Karbana Eida all the way on top, third line in the middle, Tamad the Hein Tanya. Tamoy the Hachtuna, the Omar, Alibid Reb Shimon, Hamafrish Nekeva li Oilu Ushla Pesach, Eina Uysetmura. That was the Tanakam. Remember, we had three separate Mandi Yomrim. We had one Mandi Yomrim that said, Hifrish Nekeva li Oilu Pesach, Eina Uysetmura. Reb Shimon Oimila Oilu is Uysetmura, Pesach Hashem, Eina Uysetmura. Reb Shimon Yidam, Shim Reb Shimon, the Oilu Pesach, Mesach, Alashem, Eina Uysetmura. So now we're explaining the Mandi Yom Alibid Reb Shimon that Eina Uysetmura. That's Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. Aliba de Reb Shimon, why is it if you're makdish and oila and nekeva la oila la pesach la oshem, why is it not oisitmur? Says Yimar, I'll tell you the reason why. Vashtaita pusik azay v'im kol b'haima temeya ashali akrivu mimena korban la Hashem. The pasuk says, what happens if you have a behemoth temeya Now, what means Pashib Shada Behemet Tumeya? Behemet Tumeya doesn't mean that it has Tumah, because a Leibedika animal cannot have Tumah. Behemet Tumeya, of course, means a non-kosher animal. For instance, a horse, or Chasashul Machazer, or a donkey. A Behemet Tumeya. Actually, a Kriv Mimena Karmel Hashem. If a person is Makdashid, and you cannot bring a Karmel Hashem, Cholila Chas V'Sholom, Tunish. What's Halacha? The Pusik says, Behemet V'Herach, you gotta go and appraise the value, and you take the money and you use the money for Hegdish. Okay, Zayek. Now, what's bothering the Gemara is Ma Tamaloy Mit Tameya. Why does the Torah have to tell us this halach of Tameya? Why not? Of course, I need this halach of Tameya. So the Gemara doesn't go into any greater expansion. However, the Mefarshim explain, the Takl Chadatin explains, that there is another Pasik that also talks about a Behaim Mit Tameya. Where is another Pasik? And by Behaim Mit Tameya, it says another Pasik, the Im. Have two psikim that seem to be covering the same ground. This pasuk is v'im kol behemah tmeya ashali akrivim imena, and then I have another pasuk v'im ba behemah hatmeya ufode be'erkecha. What do I need two psukim for? See, Gemara says that that other pasuk v'im ba behemah tmeya, that pasuk is talking mamish about a behemah tmeya, a horse met a donkey. Pashup shat. However, since the pasuk is repeating it twice, this pasuk we're going to take out from its regular pashup shat, and we're going to say it's not talking about a real behemah tmeya, but el afilu tmeya ba'oisei Hashem. Tmeya ba'oisei Hashem means that in other circumstances it's a good kosher animal to bring for a carbon, but in this case, okay, it's considered to be a tmeya. Such as our case of the nekeva. Right. That this nekeva for other kumunis lamush of a carbon, shlomim, right, it would be perfect. But when you're talking about an oila, tzia pesach, tzia an asham, it's a tmeya b'oisei Hashem. It's tmeya.
This is why it's a long lesson, because tmeya are sometimes brought when the tzibur tuma is dichoy.
The animal is tmeya or the tzibur is tmeya. From behemoth to behemoth tummy.
There's no such thing as a behemoth cannot become tummy.
A behemoth can become tummy.
And that's
a balchai can become. Yeah. Okay.
It's a chazad, no?
A chazad is a chazad. A horse is a horse, yeah. Anyway, so bottom line is, the drasha of the Gemara is that when it says behemoth tummy, shalai krivim memena karbon Hashem, that there's some animals which are only pseudo, quasi behemoth tomato.
It's quite like it to me.
It's like it. It's not mamish a tomato. It's not a horse. It's a kosher cow, or it's a kosher sheep, but it happens to be a female and not a male. Chas v'shalom, medafum females. Otherwise, you're not going to have new generations of new animals. Avad medafusam. But for an oila, for a pesach, for an asham, shtimt nish. It's therefore it's called tomato, but oisei Hashem. So vos made it tzong. So it means to say that's the svara of the unman the omar. That's why it doesn't get a kedushas haguf to be oisei tzmura, because if you have an animal which is inappropriate, which is unqualified for this carbon, like an akeva is unqualified, inappropriate to bring for carbon oila, it does not get that kedushas mizbeach. It only gets a kedushas damim. Since it only gets a kedushas damim, that's why it's einoi oisei tzmura. That's what the Gemara says. That's the mokor for that mandiyama.
We do the same thing with the word treifa.
Yeah.
You don't really mean treifa.
It means non-kosher.
It's zayigit.
Beautiful. And then the same thing, milchiga products, they say is glad kosher. It's very hard to have a glad kosher on a milchiga product. Anyway, Zukti Mori Yetzvaita, the kasha bado, and we ask the kasha on this drosha that you just gave now, that tmeya means, tmeya ba'oisi Hashem, means like an akeva, because ksiv, the Hemet, the Herich. Continue on the same pasuk that you have just been quoting. V'im kol behemet tmeya ashele akrivu mimena karbon Hashem. The Hemet is a behemet lefnei hakoyin. The Herich hakoyin oisoi kasheya orach hakoyin ked yokum. So the pasuk is talking about of din of hamad varocha. The din of hamad varocha is only shayach by kodesh mizbeach, kodesh haguf, not the gabe kedushas domim. So you're telling me that this pasuk is talking about as a behema nekeva, which only has kedushas domim. There's no din of hamad varocha in such a case. So therefore, your drasha lechayda is abyssal shveh. And based on this, Reb Zeir Taka takes the same pasuk and he turns it punkt fakert. Reb Zeir b'shem Reb Luza loy omar kein, b'shem Reb Luza loy omar kein. He didn't say the drasha that you just said, nor just the opposite. Ella, v'im kol behemah tmeya shelo yakrivu mimena karbon Hashem. What behemet tamei are we talking about? After all, I have another pasuk. Kol she'eina roi likarev loy kan v'loy b'mokim acher. Eina oisit tamura. When the pasuk says tamei, we mean taka tamei or any other lechoyra nehavimina, any other behemet which is also totally, totally inappropriate, unqualified, impossible, a thing which is cannot be brought either here or there, just like a behemoth tomato. You cannot bring a behemoth tomato for any carbon whatsoever. Oh, that's what the busing is talking about, and try to find anything which is similar. And the Gemara is going to find something similar in a moment. That's a noise it's worth. Yotz nekeva li oila av bishayna ruila karev kan. You cannot bring a nekeva for an oila, just impossible. But you can bring a nekeva for a shlamim or for a chatas, for other kabbanis.
So it's not like a tamei.
It's not like a tamei. And therefore it does get kedushas agov. And therefore it does do tamura.
But why do you need hamadah v'arocha according to him?
Because since it has kachim mizbeach, now it's kedusha v'amadah v'arocha.
But say, didn't he say that it's not kachim mizbeach? Can it be used for anything? So therefore it's kedusha's domen. So kedusha's domen needs hamadah v'arocha.
But the way the Reb Zeira is saying is that therefore the pasuk is talking about a mamish a behemoth tamei, a real behemoth tamei. But by such a behemoth tamei, that's what the pasuk is talking about. And lahoitzi a case where it's not a mamish behemoth tamei, but it's roi for other kabbalas, it's not roi for this carbon. What's the halacha then? That it's ruuy likarev kan, bein ruuy likarev b'mokem acher, and that's why it does get kedushas haguf, and therefore it is oise tmura. So freiti mara. Give me another example of what you're talking about, of Ein Ru'uyu L'Karev Kan, Ve'Ein Ru'uyu L'Karev Kan, V'Loi B'Mokam Acher. So Tumar Reb Oven V'Rebun, Bo'un, Kumei Reb Zeira, this was Reb Zeira's drasha. So they asked in front of Reb Zeira, Har Ha'Roiva V'Har Nirva, if you have an animal that was a Roiva V'Nirva, She'Ein Ru'uyu L'Karev V'Loi Kan, V'Loi B'Mokam Acher, V'Ari Ein Oisin Tmura, V'Ari Hein Oisin Tmura, it does make a Tmura, even though it's not right to bring anywhere, because roiv v'nirva is possible for any type of carbon, not only for an oil or for a shlamim, anything. And nevertheless, it does make a tmura. How do I know? You have to look up Masechta Tmura, which deals with these questions in greater detail. But lemaise, it does do tmura. So that you said that a tmeya means it's not roiv to bring anywhere, and therefore, since it's not roiv to bring anywhere, it's not oise tmura. Mashenke de nekeva, which is roiv to bring somewhere, it's oise tmura. I have a case of roiv v'nirva, which is not roiv to bring anywhere. And nevertheless, it's oisit tamura. It's on my loin, and therefore Reb Zeira answered back, Afanila amarti ala tamei mamish. You're right. When I said before that just like tamei is something that you cannot bring kan, or b'mokim acher, that's the only case that I have. I have no other case. I only have a case of behemet tamei. So nishtok am derefal, only behemet tamei, because ein achanami aroi v'nirva, which is similar to behemet tamei. Like kan b'mokim acher, it does do a tamura. Says Imar v'kasha bado. However, the oilam asked the kasha on this. Is your kasha from before? K'siv v'hemid v'herach. You cannot tell me that we're talking about behemet tamei mamish because it says hamad v'arocha, and behemet tamei can be karchim mizbeach. So where's the hamad v'arocha? V'vitak is this? So say the mafarshim. And if you remember, Rashi in Chumash says we're not talking about a behemet tamei. We're talking a behemah tahoira that became a balmum. And now it's called behemet tamei because it's no longer roi l'mizbeach. Oh, such a behemah which became a balmum. What's halacha? The hemid, the herach, you have to go and make hamad v'arocha.
Psul amigdashim, in other words.
Psul amigdashim, even though the pasuk uses the term behemet tamei.
That's what we just said. Tamei is lav dafkin.
Yeah, that's the Imar's kasha. You cannot go and say that we're talking about behemet tamei because it's not talking about behemet tamei. Mamish, you're a kasha because you do hamad v'arocha. Has to have kedushas mizbeach. The Yikra Chavidai and Yud
Aleph. You know why this is strange, Gemara?
Quite strange.
Gemara has this Kasha V'amad Nevaroch, and he comes along and says this Pshat, which has the exact same issue.
Yeah, same issue. And the Gunashov Ketan, that's what he's saying. Gunashov Ketan. So look at the Pusik, Vim Kol Bahayim Et Tamesh, like Kriven Mena Karbel Asha. And the Pusik that we're quoting, Zog Rashi in Chumash, Yud Aleph, Vim Kol Bahayim Et Tamesh, Bebalas Mumma Kosim Medaber, Shi Tamesh Li Hakrava. Medcha humemu. If you have kodjim tamimim, you cannot let them go to chulim bepidyon. You can't sell them unless it gets a mum. Ah, so therefore the pasuk is not talking about behemet tameya bechlal. So what the Gemara is saying is that the drasha of Rav Zeira unfortunately falls away. He has no right in this pasuk because we don't really mean tameya, we really mean a behemet tahoira which got a mum. There the halacha is you have to have hamoda biharocha. Good. So lemaisa, we don't have a raif in this pasuk to Rav Zeira's drasha. And before vayta, the next mishnah is very simple because we've already learned it a few times. Zok the mishnah, achas alamid yoy misharin es halishka. The gizborim of the lishka knew that every single day and every single week and every single month they need, in general, a certain amount of flour for menochos. They need a certain amount of wine for nesachim, certain amount of shemen for menochos. So they used to have supply contracts, which means they would go to a supplier and they would say, supplier, we want you to go and sell us a large quantity for the following period of time. Now, how large a period of time? L'chayda, they could have done it a year in advance and say, for the next year, we need kach for kach. So to mishanayin, every 30 days they would make up, they'd call the supplier over and they would say, what is the market rate today? Let's look it up, or let's call up the broker. And they have the commodity broker, and he said the rate today is 4 saw for $100, or 3 saw, whatever it was. Misharna Salishka, and they would go and make up a contract for the next 30 days. He has to supply according to that shot.
And he supplies it every day. He doesn't give it in one big thing.
Well, it's not so simple. We'll see. Says the Gemara. I mean, it's a design. It's Anisha Zedanveis. Call him a Kabbal, all of the Sapik Slosses me Arba. What happens if when they sign their contract, they agree to go and supply four for $100 l'mashal, and then omdu mishalosh. What happened was that the prices went up, and the supplier can no longer get four sa'a for $100. He can only get three sa'a. No, he's stopping midal. He's stuck. He has a contract. It's binding on him. He has to supply the four. Now, that makes sense. But the mission continues on. What happened is they originally made up a deal, three saw for $100. The omdu midal and the prices went down, and now you can go and get four. So the supplier is going to make a nice profit. No, he's stopping midal. He has to go and supply the cheaper rate to the Beis HaMikdash. She had Hegdish, Alu Ayoina. The Beis HaMikdash always gets the upper hand in these types of negotiations, in these types of contracts. But now, says the Mishnah, what happens in his Slia Soilus? What happens if he delivers Soilus? And that Soilus is going to be used for the next week, 2 weeks, month, whatever it happens to be. Can't be more than a month because it will Mishar every month. So what happens if it becomes wormy? Slia light. We go back to the Moicha. Moicha says, we tell the Moicha, you sold us defective goods. You have to go and supply new Soilus. Vim Hechmetz, yeah, what happens if the wine got sour? Hechmetz loy. He's got to go and supply the new stuff. And the Mishnah tells us to be on the safe side. In Mekalim Ba'oisev, we're not going to pay him his money until we're ready to bring the carbon. When we're ready to bring the carbon, we find that the soulless Baruch Hashem has no worms, and we find that the wine Baruch Hashem is still gishmak, it has not turned sour. Then we say, okay, Mr. Supplier, good, now we pay you the money. However, the Gemara disagrees. Tanya, we see in the Brayta of Shem Reb Shimon, Miyadoi Mekabas, we say we used to go and pay them immediately on the spot, no credit, on the spot we pay them. Why? Because Vakahanim's reasoning. The Kahanim are going to be very diligent to make sure that as soon as you bring the new supply of flour, the new supply of wine, to use it up quickly and not to go and dilly-dally and put it in a place where it's going to become wormy or become sour. They're going to be very diligent in keeping sure that these do not go back.
Could be if it happens, they sue him and they get the money back.
The Gemara doesn't address it. The Gemara assumes that since his reason that this didn't happen, and that's why they could always give him the money, they didn't have to worry about it later on.
I see.
Okay. Zog Gemara Vayita, Zog Tanaya Mishnah, Hadun Allah, Perek HaTum, Adloch Perek HaTum, Adloch Perek HaTum, Zog Tanishnah Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to enumerate 15 officers that were in charge of different parts of the Beis HaMikdash. If you want, 15 administrators, 15 menalim, each one of them had their own task. Now, although it only mentions 15 names over here, the Rambam says that each one of them had a staff that was working for them. So this was the chief menahel, and he had a whole bunch of people working with him. What did the 15 do? Yochanan ben Pinchas was in charge al ha-choysamois. Choysamois literally means sealed, but over here it doesn't mean sealed. It really means a voucher or a ticket or a receipt. What does that mean? You have, even today, in different types of department stores or different types of places, you have two people. One who's the cashier, who's in charge of the money, and the other person who's in charge of the schayr. So a person would go to the Beis Hamikdash, and he says, I am going and buying a behemah for a zuchat and a keva, or I'm buying soilus, or I'm buying yayin, I'm buying shemen, whatever it happens to be. So the guy tells him, oh, you want isur and soilus? $10. Fine, here's $10. No, I don't take the money, you have to go to the cashier. He goes to the cashier and he says to the cashier, I just made up soilus and isur and soilus for $10, here's $10. So then the cashier would then go and give him some sort of ticket or some sort of receipt, which would say on it, you are entitled to go and get an isur and soilus. He'd bring this back now to the person who's in charge of the soilus. He'd give it to him, and then he would go and give him his soilus. So that's what means ala chisama. Chisamas means these tickets, these receipts, these tokens. That's what he used to give him. So he would go and bring it back to the supplier, the Beis Hamikdash supplier, and then he would go and get what he purchased. So who would be the one in charge of the supplies? Achya al nesachim. So therefore, the person would first find out the price from Achya, who's in charge of Nesachim. Nesachim doesn't only mean the wine, but it means all Minchas Nesachim. He'd find out from him what the price is. He'd run over to Yerucham and Pinchas, and he would pay him. He'd get from Yerucham and Pinchas the Choysam. He would take the Choysam back to Achya. Achya would take the Choysam, and he would give him the Nesachim. And that's how it would work. Yeah. You're not happy. What's the problem?
With Shaykh names in the Mishnah, these are not the
Gemara's going to ask. Gemara's going to ask. This is Yerucham and Pinchas, and you have Achya. These were the first two.
Unless they gave names for
Masi ben Shmuel was in charge ala paisos. First, the paisos. Mitchum, we learned Masechtas Yuma. We learned that every single day they had four times they had a pious. Pious, even today in Eretz Yisrael, they use the term mifala pious. Pious means the lottery. It's not mamish lottery like we have today. We'll see Mitchum Masechtas Yuma. But the point is, if Kehanim wanted to go and do avoida, how did you select them? You didn't go ini, mini, miny, mo. You had to do a certain type of pious. Masi ben Shmuel was in charge of this pious, this lottery of selecting which kehan. Psachia was in charge of the kinan. Kinan means, like we always talk about, medezav, medezov, and medialetis, that they have to go and buy a kan to oifaloch. Oh, so those oifaloch, two sides of kinan, Psachia was in charge. Now, where is going to yid Psachia? Psachia is el Mordechai, Toski ben Mordechai. Now, the Gemara and the Mishnah doesn't tell us velcha Mordechai, but if you look up Mesechtes Menachos on Daf Samach Dalet, Samachai, the Gemara says over there that Mordechai is talking about our Mordechai from Esther and Mordechai from the Masa of Esther from Purim, from the Megillah. That was Mordechai. For the Megillah, Nikush Moy Psachi. How he gets such a funny name, Psachi? His name is Mordechai. She Pesach Dvarim Ben Darshan V'Yedei B'Shivim Lashon. He was a tremendous linguist. Not only did he know all the 70 languages, he was also able to be Pesach Dvarim Ben Darshan. What does that mean? We'll see Mitchum on the Amud Beis three Meir Dikah Maises, where on the surface somebody said something and it sounded like he's saying A B C. They told Psachi and he says ah. He doesn't mean ABC, he means XYZ. We'll see that in Mirchim in the Amid Beis. So he was able to be Pesach Dvarim, open up the words and understand them and interpret them because he was such a great linguist. Now, Shteitan Svarim is a sefer that was written by the Commander Rebbe on the Sechta Shkolim. I think it's called Pnei Zokid, if I'm not mistaken. Shteitan, I made a dick
of bicycle.
From Isaac, yeah. So what does he write? He says, what's the connection between the Mordechai and the Psachia? There's a posik in Eiv, v'reishischa mitzar, v'achrischa yiske me'oid. V'reishischa mitzar means your beginnings will be narrow, will be small, v'achrischa, but your ending will be yiske me'oid, will blossom, will flourish, will be great. What does that mean? If you compare the word Mordechai and Psachia, you'll see something which is mamish meredik. A mem of Mordechai, which is the first letter of Mordechai, is begematria 40. Mem is 40. The first letter of Psachi is a pei, which is exactly double its 80, right? Mem and pei. Let's continue on. Second letter of Mordechai is a resh, which is 200. The second letter of Psachia is a sof, which is 400. Exactly double. Wow. Third letter of Mordechai is a dalet, which is 4. The third letter of Psachi is a ches, exactly double. This is 4 and then 8. But then something funny happens, and now it's the other way around. Then Mordechai, the chav, is 20, and Psachi, the yud, is exactly half. Wow. And then the final letter of Mordechai is yud, which is 10, and the last letter of Psachi is a hey, which is exactly half. Pshi, isn't that interesting? So what's the Mishnah telling us? Mordechai started off lowly, and afterwards he became the great leader of Klal Yisrael. He started off only half of all the letters. The mem and the resh and the dalet were half of pei and sof and ches. at the end, by the time he got to the end of the word and the end of his life, Yiske Me'ard, he became so famous and so great and the elite of Klal Yisrael that it became double what he was previously a half, and now it became double. So he took the commander of him. It's also brought in other Svarim as well. Anyway, continuing on our Mishnah, Ben Achia al Chol Mi'ayim. Ben Achia was a shtickle doctor, and he was in charge of the Kehanim that got sick. Why did the Kehanim get sick? Well, Mitchell will see in Amid Beis, because they were constantly walking around barefoot on cold surfaces, and therefore they got sick. Well, Mitchell will see. Nechunya Choy Veshichin. Nechunya was in charge of digging out ditches, meaning supplying water for the Oile Regel and for Yerushalayim, people that needed water, and Nechunya was in charge of that. Givini was the Kroiz. Kroiz means he was the crier, and he would be the one that would cry out in the morning, Rabbeisai, it's time to go and get the Karban Tumid. Rabbeisai, it's time to get up. We need the Kahanim to be ready for Avidosam. Levi Mishin Vazimram. He was the crier of town. Ben Geber was Al Ne'ilas Hasharim. He was in charge of making sure the doors of the Beis Hamikdash were locked at the proper times. Ben Divi was Mamun al Pekia. Pekia means a ball of yarn. Here it means the psilois, the wicks that were used in the menorah. He was in charge of the wicks. Ben Arz was in charge of Alat Tzilzel. Tzilzel means a symbol, not a symbol with an S, a symbol with a C, the type of symbol that you bang together. The reason why they needed such symbols, says the Tatan Charetin, to tell you when the Levium should begin singing. In other words, the symbol for the Levium to begin singing is Matgi Mazaklap. And all of a sudden they started singing whatever they would sing, the Shir Shoyim of that day.
As they used to tell the whip to people.
Okay, let's wait until we get to the Gemara. And continuing the Gemara, that was Ben Arzal at Tzlatzal. Hugris Ben Levi was in charge Al Hashir, meaning that he was the choir master. He was like the conductor of the Shir. He was in charge, and he was, okay, you sing higher, lower, mit the harmony, mit the ganze mas. Beis Karmel, we had already a few times the last few days. Al Mas Lechem upon him, they taught the lechem, they were able to make the lechem upon him. Beis Tzimun was in charge of Masek Toiris. Veluza ala Peroiches, Eloza was in charge of the Peroiches, if we had to weave a new Peroiches or repair an old Peroiches. And Pinchas Amalbish, Minchas was in charge of the Begodim, the Big Day Kahuna, of the all the Begodim for the Kohen Hegid, Kohen Hegdish, Kohen Gudel, etc. Okay, Mitchell, we'll see more about all of these people in the Gemara. Now, the obvious question is, the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni stood for 420 years. Are you telling me that these 15 Yidin were all Marach Yomim, that they were in charge for the 420 years? That's obviously unlikely. So if that's the case, so presumably there wasn't only one Yochanan ben Pinchas who was in charge of the Chesamais, but presumably after he passed away, somebody else was in charge. Assuming it went to his son, then it would be Pinchas ben Yochanan who did the Chesamais, or whoever it was. So in other words, why are we enumerating up these 15 people? This is a machlokes. Yes.
Achi was around the whole time, wasn't he?
But I don't know if it's the same Achia. He could have had the same name. David HaMelech lived for 70 years, but there are other Davids throughout history, etc. So basically, Shadra. Anyway, so Gemara says, Reb Chizki Om Reb Simon V'Rabbanan, Chad Omek Ksheire Dor V'Dor Bo Limnoi Salein. What means Ksheire Dor V'Dor? Ksheire Dor V'Dor means the most outstanding of the Menalim, of the administrators in the Beis Hamikdash, over all the generations, we are reckoning. Avada, besides Yochim and Pinchas al Chosamis, there were another 50 or 100 that were in charge for the 420 years. But the one that had the most outstanding and sterling reputation in terms of being the best and the shenst and the greatest, and that was Achim Masi Bishop. But they could have all, none of these had to have been in the same generation. Yochim Pinchas could have been 200 years before Achia. Achia might have been 50 years after Masi Ben Shmuel. He's saying each generation, the best of all of them that we had throughout the years.
After the Beis Hamikdash show, we could look back.
Exactly.
And say these were the greatest personalities.
Exactly. That's the first chapter.
Except we had the criticism of Hugras Ben Levi and of Tinas.
So if you wait another moment, we're going to get to it. Ve'charno Omer, Charno means the other one, like a Chayram Omerim. Misha Hoye Ba'oisador, Mona Masha B'doyra. What does he mean? He means to say is that the Tana, who is enumerating all of these in our Mishnah, lived at the end of the Beis HaMikdash, and he was saying, in my generation, the last administrators that administered all of these things in Spanish were these 15. Okay. That was these people who are still alive then, or these people that just passed away in the Churban Beis HaMikdash, or these people just went into Golus. He is basically saying, assuming that the Tana of our Mishnah is the Tana who was already at the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so he's now enumerating those people that were within the last generation. If the Tana was an earlier Tana, in other words, of course, it's a norm with basically the year 0 to 200 of the Common Era, but nevertheless, if you had someone that was 50 years before, 100 years before, whatever,
they and he, in his
dar, these were all the 15 during his dar, and these are the people that
but
we are reckoning.
Was the Khan. Yeah. So he could have known.
He was
a
son. Yeah,
and like Mordechai.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Explain Mordechai.
What do you mean Mordechai?
He was not at the end.
So you're saying, how could you go and say that he was at... So maybe the Tana is giving us a snapshot of a generation where Mordechai was in that generation. In other words, maybe not even his generation. He had the Kabbalah at the times of Mordechai, that these were the 15 people at that time, and therefore he's saying, Ba'oy Se'adar, in that generation. Anyway, Balamaisa, that's Shteton the Gemara. Interesant, the Takan Charetin brings B'Shem the Goyin. The Goyin usually means the Vilna Goyin. A third pshat, which is not like these two pshatim. If you look at the second line of the Takan Charet on the left hand side, he says, Losh Rabbeinu Hagoyin, Kulam Nikru Al Shem Harishoin, V'chein B'Melochim, Paroi, Vavi Melech, Umalki Tzedek, Umoichimosim B'Menachis B'Mordechai. In other words, these are the names that they became known for. Apparently, the very first one who was in charge of the Chais HaMais, maybe not the first one.
It
was the name of the office.
It became the name of the office, Atazai. So whoever became in charge of the Chais HaMais automatically had to go and change his name. Like the Avi Avos HaTimah by the Pope. No matter his name could have been Julio, could have been Fernando, whatever. The Pope, John, Paul, whatever the silly names. But the point is, this person's name could have been David ben Moshe, but now he's a Chabalei Chais HaMais. He now becomes Yochanan ben Pinchas. Just like every single one of the kings of Mitzrayim all had the name Parai. You think they were born named Parai? No, he was dead guys in Azoy, dead guys in Azoy. But he became king as a Shingavar in Parai. So the same thing over here, Azizik, Zukta Goyim. Choyr doesn't stem 100% with the two pshatim, but it's a shame pshat.
Parah is also Zef. Had name. Parah and Chay, if you remember.
Okay, good. They're fine. Okay, so now continuing on. Zokti Mariyetz. Mandi Yomar. So we have now, although it's in parentheses, nevertheless, we are going to sit with slight changes of the Vilna Goyim, but we can learn out of the shyness. But before we continue on, what the Gemara is doing is, the Gemara is quoting from a Mishnah Masechtas Yuma that we're going to have shortly, that the Mishnah Masechtas Yuma tells us that some of the people that were in charge of various offices in the Beis HaMikdash, Al Rishoinim, some of those people of Zei Zuckman, Zei Chatzadik Levracha, but on some of them, unfortunately, they were bad guys, and we say, Shem Rishoyim Yirkab. As we state in the Mishnah in Masechtas Yuma, I'm not making it up, it's a Mishnah Masechtas Yuma, and the Gemara is going to quote it in a moment. Now, there is some question as to which names are which. The Gemara over there says, Al Rishoinim, we say that they are the good guys. On the Achrayin, and we say they are the bad guys. So who is the Rishon, who is the Achrayin? So now, among them, that is a matter of question, are the Beis Avtinas and the Beis Garmu. Now, why are the Beis Garmu, the Beis Avtinas, a matter of question? Because initially, Chazal were very critical of them. The Beis Garmu, who taught, who knew the Lechem upon him, and the Beis Avtinas, that knew the Masik Toiris, they kept the formulas as a secret for themselves. They did not want to share it with anybody else. They wanted to have a monopoly. And therefore the Chum would say, you're bad guys. You, Baruch Hashem, have this bracha, you know this secret formula, how to make the lechem upon him that it should be exactly good and it shouldn't fall in and it should be exactly the zapunim, huh? And you know how to go and mix together all the ktoiris. Why don't you share it with anybody? So the Chacham were very upset with him. But later on, they realized that it was a tremendous bracha. Said the Beis Garmu, Beis Avtinas, at the time the Churban Beis HaMikdash, you know why our forefathers and our forebears and our ancestors, and you know why we have never shared these secrets? Because we were afraid the day would come that the Beis HaMikdash would chas v'shalom become chariv, And then if people, the general populace, would know this, they would go and share this Nebuch with the Goyim or with bad people. And then you would have this Keturis formula being used, not in the Beis HaMikdash, but Chas V'Shalom, every neighborhood church, they would go make incense based on the formula of the Beis HaMikdash. Or they would go and bake their fancy breads, and they would say, "Tuz a lechem upon him," bread, which is our lechem upon him, and they would mimic us because they would know the formula. And therefore, they said, "We don't want to share this with anyone but our own family members, because we know they will hold it in confidence and not share it." And the Chum afterwards say, "You know what? They were taka smart, and we have charata. These are taka good people after all." Anyway, so there's some shaila maseches Yuma when the Gemara and the Mishnah talks about the achroinim shem rishon yirkav, whether it refers yes or no to the Lechem Aponim people, the Beis Karmel people, and the Beis Aftinas people. Meaning, when they said Shem Rishon Yirkov, was that based on their initial understanding that these are bad guys, they don't want to share it? That could be. Or are they saying even at the end? This is a discussion in Masechtas Yuma. L'choira, we have a clear right from our Mishnah. Since the first Mandi Yoma says that these are Ksheri Dor V'Dor, so we're saying that the Beis Aftinas and Beis Garmo are the greatest and the nicest and the best people in all the generations. How could even have a Svara, have a Min of Shem Yishom Yirkav? And that's what the Gemara is now addressing. Zakti Mari,
Ben Levi, they had no excuse. Hugas Ben Levi had no excuse in Masechtas Yuma.
Okay. Make sure we get to Masechtas Yuma. The Carbon Eda talks about it, and also the Tanakh Chadatzin. Zorti Mar. Man Diyama Ksheir Kol Oyd Dar V'Dar Bon Limnois Al Bon Limnois. According to the first Man Diyama, that all of these names are Ksheirim, that they are the best and the greatest. Al Kulan Hu Oymer, on all of these we can say is Zeichat Tzadik Levrach. Man Diyama Misha Hoyim Oysa Dar Mona Masha B'Doyroi, that like the second Man Diyama says that these are all those that were together in one generation. Al Kulan Hu Oymer, what do you say? Al kulan oimer v'shem yishom yirka. Val mi nema zeicha tzadik levracha. Al ben katin v'chaveirat. So now you have to change the gears a little bit. Al kulan avada doesn't mean on our mishnah chas v'shalom. It means al kulan. There's those that are mentioned over there in Masechtas Yuma. With the Masechtas Yuma, they say that the mishnah, according to the first version, before they change their minds, al kulan oimer means the Beis Garmu and the Beis Aftinas. You're bad guys for not sharing the formula, and that's why initially they said v'shem yishom yirka. So on who did they say Zeicha Tzadik Levracha? In other words, according to the second Man Diyama, the people in our Mishnah did not have to be Ksheirim. He's just taking a snapshot of one generation and saying, these are the guys that are in charge in this generation. Some of them are good guys, and some of them are bad guys. So therefore, that Mishnah Masechtas Yuma, when it says that some of them are Shem Rishon Yirkov, it could refer to the Beis Karmel and to the Beis Aftinas. According to the first Pshat, that's impossible. Because according to the first Pshat, everybody in our Mishnah are the Ksheirim Shebedor, these are the Gdoili Hador, these are the Tzedikim, the Kedoshim, these are the most wonderful people. So it cannot be that the Mishnah over there is referring to them when it uses the term the Shem Rishon Yirkov. It has to be that these people are Zeicha Tzadik Lebracha. But according to the second shot that our Mishnah is just talking about a snapshot of one generation, it could be that some of our Mishnah people were not such grois at tzaddikim. Aha. So v'almi nema zeicha tzadik levracha. So who is the zeicha tzadik levracha referring to? Al ben katan mechaver. Ben katan is not mentioned in our Mishnah.
But why do you say al kulan away?
Not in our Mishnah. Al kulan in Masechtas Yuma.
Okay.
There's a list over there. Those could all be bad guys. Please. Including the Beis Garmel could be a bad guy. And the Beis Aftinas, they could all be bad guys. Sorry, Bazoi, what does that Mishnah over there mean when it says zeicha tzadik levracha? On ben katan and Nikanor and ben Gamla and Hilni Amalka, others which are mentioned, which you have to look in Masechtas Mishnah. So why are who's the Ben Katan? If I'm not mistaken, Ben Katan was the one that added the faucets to the kiar, so you can have up to 13 kahanim going and washing at one time. He made a ganze pulley that
so
the water go up.
So does this really belong
down
here, Mandi? Or maybe I see this.
It's angerigal.
Parentheses.
Yeah, the aleph, the groa is goyris, but he says the reason why it's parentheses because there are mistakes in the lotion, but it's basically okay. Anyway, the good news is, although it looks like a long, long Amid Beis, it's all basically agadita, and it's all very, very gishmak. Since we just finished saying that the Beis Garmu and the Beis Aftinas and the people in our Mishnah are all good guys, and they're ksheiru shebo'ois shebechol dar v'dar, we're going to say very nice things about a bunch of people in our Gemara now. It's Omer Rabbi Yonah, Ksiv. we bring a pasuk now, and this pasuk is a pasuk in Yeshaya, and we're going to apply it to Reb Akiva. It says in the pasuk, "Chena chalik loy berabim." I'm going to go and give him a chedek portion berabim. In other words, I'm going to praise him. This atzumi chalik shalal, and he's going to go and share the shalal, the booty, together with atzumim, with the great ones, with the mighty ones. Who is this? This is Reb Akiva. Why are we giving so much cover to Reb Akiva? Shehiskin medrash halachis v'hagodois, because as a result of his work. As you know, he was the one that was mamed the five Talmidim in Klal Yisrael that became the major Tanoim that taught the Mishnayos and the Gemara, etc. So therefore, it's only because of Reb Akiva that we still have the Torah nowadays, because he was the one that was mamshich and mashpia and tefugel and the ganze Torah.
What kind of allusion is this shehiskin?
I don't know. The Yesh Amrim. Others say, no. That the Midrash Allah is a goddess of Tajik. And Mati Kedzes, what are Bekiva? Klalis and Protes. All of the drushes we have are Klal, Prata, Klal. He was the one that was Masakinin. We have that in Rabbi Shmuel. All Rabbi Shmuel says is that you can Darsh in the Torah in 13 different ways. One of the ways is Klal, Prata, Klal. But where do you Darsh Klal, Prata, Klal? Ask my colleague Rabbi Kiva. He'll tell you, there are 100 Klalis and Protes, and he'll go through every Klal, Prata, Klal in the Torah. Okay, so that's the same thing. Remember this, Yushalmi Lashon. Amr Bavol, Ksev Shtein Basach, Mishpacha Soifer Miyoshva Yabet. We're talking about Ezra HaSoifer and others that were Mishpacha HaSoifer. Matam Alem HaSoifer. So Porsche Pshat Soifer means they're scribes. But the Gemara says, no. Soifer means Avihesh Al Osos HaToira, Svurai. Svurai means like Misparim means numbers. So that people should be able to easily remember the Torah. What do we mean numbers? Chamish Alo Yitroim HaTrumah. The very first Mishnah Masechtas Trumah says that there are five people that cannot give Trumah. Who are the five people? Chayri Shoyt V'Katan. A person Misha Ein Loi, a person that doesn't belong to him. He wants to give it to somebody else. He cannot do it without the other guy's permission. And the fifth one is talking about a Goy. Anyway, so why do we put together the five? So it'd be easy to remember. Five. Hey, Dvarim Chayom Bechala. There are five different Minim Chayom Bechala. That's Chita, Sa'ira, Kusman, Shiboy Leshual, and Shipoin. Five Minim. Chameshah, Shanosh, and Poydra, Suri, Sayin. That's the first Mishnah of Sechsis Yavamis. That you all remember. Bas, and Bas, Bita, and Bas, Benoi. Agishmak, and Mishnah, beginning of Sechsis Yavamis. Shloish, Vishesh, Krisis, Batoira. That's the first Mishnah of Sechsis. Krisis. That lists 36 Krisis. 34 of them are Lavin. Two of them are Esses. Shloish, Esser, Yadob, and Nemub, and Nevelis, Oiftar. This is the first Mishnah in, not in Seidataris, but in Mishnayis Taharis, Aleph. The 13 special halachos of Nevelas Oftar, the most remarkable about it is that Nevelas Oftar is not metama b'mago b'masa, it's only metama b'bei sablia. That's one of the 13 things.
What did they do? They just gave it. We can't count. We needed them.
No, but that's the point. The reason why we thank them, we call them Mishnah Soifrim, is this gives us an easy mnemonic, an easy way to remember. Because if they would just go and tell us one halacha, another halacha, another halacha, it's hard to remember. If I know that there's a group of five, what's a group of five? The five different Mine Dogan, the five different people that apostle for doing Truma, the four of his Nezikim, Hashoba, Bora, Mava, Behavar.
That
made it easier for us to remember. Made it easier for us to remember. Dalad of the Nezikim, of his Malachis, Arboim Chaser Achaz, of course, the 39 Malachis of Shabbos, 39 Malachis. Okay. Amr Blezer. Ksiv, it says, Ezra HaKoyin HaSoifer. We know we call him Ezra HaSoifer. Ma Tamalayim, where we call him Soifer from? El Kishem Shah Yisoifer, B'divri Torah, Kayacha Yisoifer, B'divri Chacham. In other words, just like he was like a scribe of Divri Torah, Torah Shebachzav, he was also Soifer, B'divri Chacham, like we just said before. He was also Mesak in the various numbers, so that people would have a good memory. And now the Gemara is going to tell us something fascinating. Reb Chagi B'Shem, Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman, HaRishoinim, these Rishoinim, they toiled and worked hard to leave the Torah for future generations. And the Gemara is now going to quote 15 different Lishonis of how they toiled and worked hard. They were Charshu, they went and they Akkad, Vizaru, and they planted, and Nichshu, and Kisru, and Udru, and Kitzru, and Umru, and Doshu, and Zaru, and Biru, and Takanu, Hirkidu, Lashu, Kitfu, Afu. And they prepared the Torah Mamish like finished bread. But unfortunately, we don't apply ourselves sufficiently, and therefore, even though they prepared everything, I don't have to go and plant the wheat seeds to go and grow the bread and to bake the bread. I don't have to do any of these 450 malachas. I get mamish kishulchan aruch on the table. But unfortunately, we don't apply ourselves the way we're supposed to, and therefore, we don't learn the way we're supposed to. So we're giving tremendous compliments for the previous generations, and we're saying not such flattering things about ourselves. Rav Abba Bar Zmina, this is a very famous Gemara that's brought also in Bavli. Rav Abba Bar Zmina, b'shem Rav Zeira, in Havin Kadmoin, Malachim, Anan B'nei Enosh. V'in Havin B'nei Enosh, Anan Chamoyim. When we talk about Abaye V'Rav in the Gemara, we shouldn't Chas V'Shalom think, oh, they are people and we're people. Chas V'Shalom. These people that we're talking about, Tanoim and Amiroim, they're Mamish Malachim. If they are Malachim, we are B'nei Adam. If they are B'nei Adam, we are like Chamoyim. So that's a Poshib Shad. Chamul Gehet V'na Baldarshin, Hatzik to Vislandish. He said that if we have enough Seichel to understand that these are Malachim, then we're mentioned. If we are so stupid that we think that they're people, those listen, we're Chamoyim. In other words, we have no shaykhs, we have no understanding. If we want to go and humanize them or dehumanize them by going and say, yeah, my pal Abaye V'Rav, I disagree with Abaye, I think Rav is right, blah, blah, then Chas V'Shalom, we're like Chamoyim. Okay, came right. Amar Amana, even though we say we're like Chamoyim, we're not Groisa Chamoyim, we're Nidrik Chamoyim, we're the low level Chamoyim. Amra Munaka, Bahishat, Amra Nafilika Hamris, and the Pinchas Ben Yua, Loi in Minon. We shouldn't think, okay, we're like Chamoyim, but at least like Chamoyim Pinchas Ben Yua. We're not even like the Chamor Pinchas Ben Yua. What was so special about the Pinchas Ben Yua's Chamor? Hamris, and the Pinchas Ben Yua. Gonvisa Listoi Belaila. One night, listim, burglars went and stole the chamar of Pinchas ben Yoel. Avdus Tmirim, they went and hid this chamar, gaboin for themselves, tlos yom for 3 days, v'leitua maklum, and the chamar refused to eat anything during those 3 days. Doesn't say why it refused, but we'll have a better feel as we go on. Bosses tlos yom, after 3 days were over, they said to themselves, if this chamor is not going to eat, it's going to be stubborn like a donkey, and it's not going to eat. Guess what's going to happen? It's going to die. They said, Imlechen mechazrosa. Let's go and just give it back because we have no purpose in using. We don't need an avail over here. It's no stinking. What do we need this for? So Amri, Afkinim, and Halka, let's get it out. The Leitemus Gabundit, it shouldn't die over here. And then it make a stench. And Afkuna, and they let it go. Azaz Vekamas Lo Altara Demora. It now went back, the Pinchas Ben Yoel's Chamar went back home, and it came now to the Shar of its master. Shar is Menahekes. It started braying. In other words, it started making noises. Exactly. It's Omar Loin, Pischa. Ah, so Omar Loin, Senara Pinchas Ben Yoel says to his servant, Paschun Lahado Alufta, go and open up the gates for that Nebuchul. Alufta means like that unfortunate one, that Nebuch. The Isla Klas Yoimin, Dleitoa Maklum. I see from this Chamar that 3 days it hasn't eaten anything, so either open up quickly, so Kem Lechassin, Nebuch, sing it. Paschun Lo, they opened up the door. Va'al Islan, they let the Chamar go in. Omar Loin, and now the Pinchas Ben Yoel said to his servant, Yehav Leklum, Teichel. Go and give the animal something to eat. You have in kuma soyim, they put down soyim for the animal to eat. Didn't want to eat. It's Amrin Leis, they said, Rabbi, Pinchas Ben Yoel, you can go and bring Muhammad to the mountain, but you can't bring Muhammad or something like that. In other words, you can go and bring him to eat, but he can't force him to eat. Amaloin, Miskinen, Einan, did you go and prepare it? Prepare means, did you remove the psoilus, any impurities in the soyra? Maybe the reason why he's not eating is because it has rats in it. And I'm funny, exactly, it's not cleaned out. Amalayan, yeah, we cleaned it out, we were masakin, there's no problem. Amaloyan Barimton Damion, did you go and take Trumas and Maestris from the Tvua, from the soyra? Amalayan, we didn't. Why didn't we? Because Kain Alfin Rebbe, don't you remember you yourself taught us? Shtaytach in the Mishnah Alekeach Zerla Baheima. Worst comes to worst, it's a demai. Right? They bought it from Amuritz, it was demai. The reason why we didn't go and give any masters is because it's a chabahaima. Halakiach zer bahaima, it's part of a demai. Amaloin, sir, Rabinchum Dinah said, Manavid lo lahalu alufta. What can we do for the Nebuchal, for mana chamar? Timachamra al garma sagin, variman damion. Oh, stop. Al rama sagin. The machmra. The word machmra means it's machmir, al garma on itself. Even though it's at Ikra Dinavada, it's Tamai, you can give the Chamor, you don't have to be made him. Maisus. Oh, but this is a chamor that's machmir, loshen noifal al loshen, a chamor mit chumriz, and therefore he's not going to eat, or she's not going to eat until you go and give maisa. So guess what happened? Variman, and we talk, we Ariman Damian, and we remove the masters. So we see what a tzaddik or tzaddikus was the chamor of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, and so therefore we shouldn't think that we are on the madreg of a zachamor. Halabai milzan a zachamor.
That's why she didn't want to eat by the ganuv.
Ah, tzaddik tzachos. That's why the Gemara doesn't say. But the portion is that over there it was also nishke maisit, and therefore didn't want to go and eat.
If they ganuv,
maybe they stole gemaisit to tefur. Okay, Mefoni gets weiter. So the Gemara gets weiter. Psach, Yalla Kinim was in charge of the Kinim. And the Gemara just basically repeats what we had in the Mishnah. Bora, eh, ma godl koichesh loise ish. Kibbet, look how stark Mordechai Psachi was. Paiseach Dvorim Vedorshan, he was able to open up words and to dash them. We'll see what that means a little bit further down. What was the Groisa Koyecha Psachia? We're going to have Moira Dikamasis. Baltimore. Now it says, he was also Yedei Be'ayin Loshain. Tony, we learned that the Braisa said, Hedon Chiesh Boshnaim, Shechon Ledaber. Although we always say that Sanhedrin, everybody was Baki, Bishim, Lashonis, that's not really the case. You had to have two that knew how to speak Shim, Lashonis, and all of them, the others had to be able to understand. Because if you had Validinim coming in front of them, you shouldn't have to have an interpreter, a translator. They should be able to understand. But not everybody has to speak, they just have to be able to understand. So if you have two, that's a good Sanhedrin. If you have already three people that could speak Al Shivim Lashinus, Harzubainin. This is already a higher level. Just a Nishka and that just a Shona Abbasar. Dalit, if you already have four, Harizu Chachom, and then you have a Sanhedrin with Mamish Chachom Munavainim. Four people could speak Al Shivim Lashinus, and of course all the other 66 were Uin Lashmoya, they understood. Ubi Yavne, when the Sanhedrin was stuck in Yavne, Hayyubad Dalit, because you know this the Sanhedrin had to go to 10 different stations before the Chorm Beis HaMikdash. Originally, of course, it was in the Lishkas HaGozes, in the Beis HaMikdash, next to Lishkas HaGozes, but eventually they had to go, they had to go move to different places. One of the places was Yavne. So in Yavne, when the Sanhedrin was there, Hayyubad Dalit would take a four grace, Ben Azi, Ben Zayim, Ben Chachinoi, Prebluza, Ben Masim. Okay. Now we go back to the Groisa Malis of Psachia that it was Pesach Dvarim V'Darshan. The Gemara tells us a series of stories. Amr B'Chizdo, Pam Achas Yob Sheretz Yisov L'Yodim Heichel Havi Oimer. We wanted to bring the carbon Oimer, but unfortunately there was a drought throughout Eretz Yisrael, and we were wondering and speculating, where can we bring Oimer from? So all the places close to Yerushalayim we had inspected, we sent out Shluchim, and we didn't know of any place that had any Tvua for the Oimer. There was one Elam. Elam means a deaf mute, a person that cannot speak. He couldn't speak, but he wanted to go and show us by putting one hand on a gag. Gag means on top of a roof. And one hand on a tzrif. Tzrif means like a hut, like a tent, like an oil. He put one hand on a zoi, one hand on a zoi. And they understood by his hand motions that he's trying to go and tell us something. I don't know what he's trying to tell us. It's a hut with a roof. I seen a kami the Psachia said, Psachia, you are the one that's Paiseach Dvar Vedarshan. Omelahus, he said to them, tell me, is Asad the Miskari Gagas Srifin or Srifin Gagois? Is there any place in Eretz Yisrael which is called Gagas Srifin, Srifin Gagois? And so, Yosuda. Oz and Litaka went, Litaman, they went to that place, and Givashchan, Litaka found Tzvua. Oh, so we see Psachia was able to understand these hand motions and hand signals of the Gagas Srifin or Srifin Gagois. Another story.
Could this really be Matcha who lived his whole life in Persia? He wasn't even an Etzis.
Oh, you see, he was an Etzis. He was in charge here of the Etzis.
Maybe it's a different Matcha.
The Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos. Look up Samach Dal, Samach Hei in Menachos. It said we're talking about Mordechai Habalshin. And in fact, it says the reason why he got a name Mordechai Habalshin because he was Boilel Lishoines. He was able to take 70 languages and mix them nicely together because he was such a
thing. Went into Gaulis, maybe.
Anyway, look up the Gemara in Mesechtis. Menachos Daf Samach Hei. You'll see him at Shem, with the Rashi, with the Toysi. We're talking about Unzer Mordechai Fin, the Masa of the Purim, from the Purim story. Okay, on to the next shekel. Amr B'Yosef Bei Rebbe, Bei Rebbe Pam Achas Nishtav Kol Olam Kulai. Nishtav means it was a Shidofein, which means that there was like a Hurricane Sandy, like we had a year ago, at Mamish yesterday in the Yotzat, a year. We're going to bring the oimer from. Everything is blessed as our grace of wind, as our hurricane. V'ima bregen. V'avetamon chad ilim. Nochemul, I don't know if it's the same ilim or another ilim. V'yod v'yod al eine. One hand he put on his eye. V'yod al sukhra. One hand he put on the socket in the door where you put the briach. You know, when you have a briach, means such a bar. So to hold the door in place, it had to have a socket in the door post, and then you put such a large bar, and that held the door in place, and it shouldn't move. Similar to a hinge, in a sense. Anyway, but bottom line is, he put one hand on his eye, and one hand on that soichra. Soichra is that socket. I sunay legavi psacha. They said, psacha echweishu was a zot. On the line, is asad miskari ain soichra, soichra ayin. Is there such a place? You said, ah! The Azan Tamanda went takalim, and they taka found. Ah, zeit menochel. Now we're going to take another story about psacha. They were gimel nosh meviu kinem. Three women came to the Beis Hamikdash to bring a kan. Achaz Emes Len, a nasi. One said, "I'm bringing it for my a nasi." The Achaz Emes Li Yamasi, "I'm bringing it for Yamasi." The Achaz Emes Li Zivasi. One said, "Li Zivasi." Now, before we continue, remember that when you're bringing a kan choiva, because the woman was, for instance, a zava, then she has to bring one oy for an oyla and one oy for a chatas, two oy for lach, a chatas with an oy together. However, if a person is being menadev a kan, then you go and bring two oilas, because you can't be menadev a chattas. Chattas is only bo alachet. So the kehanim assumed that when one woman said a nasi, one yamasi, and one zivasi, that they were all zavois, and therefore we should bring a kan of a oila mit a chattas together. So says Igmar, Zushimeres leinasi, the one that said a nasi, savrin meima, we kehanim thought. Shefas Kimayan. That means that the reason why she's bringing her carbon is because, unfortunately, she had such a heavy flow. She was medamed as if she had a well or a spring that was flowing and flowing and flowing with blood. That's what she meant for her ziva. Amaloin, she said, now, psachia to us. No, you don't understand what she's saying. She's saying, bi'ayona sekant. She's saying that there was a problem with that she had a problem with her eye, and that the eye, chas v'shalom, she was in danger of losing her eyesight or something. And now she's bringing like a carbon toida. You can't bring a toida from oifais. So she's bringing oilois to thank Hashem, Baruch Hashem, that her eye in Baruch Hashem was saved. Liyamasi, Sabre, maybe we thought it means shefas kayam. There was so much blood, it was like ayam. Amaloi, no! Biyamasakant! It means that she was one of the Oivriyamim. Oivriyam, you have to bench Goimel. And so she wanted to go and do something for the base. Maybe that's why she's bringing two Oifis for an Oila. Zusha Meres Lizivasi. Ah, Zivasi, that's certainly Ziva, for sure. Savra Maimon Zova Mamish. Amaloi, no! Ze'ev Bodhi was never Chawuf. It came, Litos Benot, to go and take her child away. And Baruch Hashem, miraculously, the child was saved. Therefore, the Zivazi for Ma'amasim and the Ze'ev mit Ma'ankind. So, therefore, she had to bring Taka two oilers. So, we see that Grace Chachma, he was Paisech, Dvorim, Ve'edoshim. Let's just finish to the end of the Gemara. We said Ben Achya was in charge of the Nesachim. And then we had someone that was in charge of the, someone was in charge of the Cholam Me'ayim. Who's in charge of Cholam Me'ayim? Ben Achya of Cholam Me'ayim. Oh, says the Gemara, Ayadeisha Yikaham Mahalchin Yechefim Al Ritzpah, since they were constantly walking barefoot, because you cannot wear socks or shoes, and that would be a chatzitza. V'yoichin basar, and they were eating a lot of basar from all of the karbonites. V'shoisimayim, they were drinking a lot of water. Hayibayin Lidei Cholam Me'ayim, as a result of the combination of the cold on the feet and eating so much basar Me'ayim, unfortunately got all types of intestinal disorders. Have a yoda. This Ben Achia, he knew a Ben Ashtikel doctor. He knew Haydein Chamer Tavla Me'ayin. This wine that you should drink would be a good potion. This is like a good medicine for the Bnei Me'ayin. Haydein Chamer. But this Chamer, this wine is Samam Me'ayin. This is bad for the intestines. Don't drink this wine. So that's why he got the title that he was in charge of the Chol Me'ayin, because he had ISIS.